Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Kafishas, Perek Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel, lays down the following halacha. Take a look inside. It's the side of the page that has two halves on it. It is no order to the way I photocopied it, except for the fact that I guess a little bit. I put the smaller stuff on this side. The Rambam writes in Halacha Chav Gimel, Kol Hamikadesh Isha. You see that? It's on the page where there's two papers photocopied onto one side. It's on the right, which is Rambam Chachadishus. Paragimel, take a look at Halacha Chav Gimel. Call a Makadish Isha Beinai De'atno Beinai De'Shliach. If you're Makadish Isha, what do you do with yourself or via a Shliach? Right, we spoke yesterday how a Shliach works. Let's say Jordan's not here today, so I make Lior my Shliach. If I make Lior to go be Makadish, my Isha Din is, Kedushin stuff. Sarach Levarach Kodem HaKedushin Ohu O Shluch Ohu Dag Debracha. If I'm doing it, me. If Lior is doing it, Lior. Kederach shem avrachim al kol mitzvah. Just like you brought, make a bracha on all mitzvahs, so you make a bracha on?
What's that
kedushin?
Is that the beer or the ring? No, it could be beer, but no, it can be shliach.
There are three ways, right? At least I'm comfortable. Correct. The Mishnah and Kedushin writes, there's three ways of doing Kedushin. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Kesef and Shtar can be done with the Shliach. Bia, you know,
That's iffy.
Bia will call it iffy, fair. Bia will call it iffy. I'm trying to think of a Gemara that says the Pharisee can't do it. I gotta believe the answer is no, but no, I can't think of a Gemara that says the Pharisee no.
I think it's the Rambam actually who holds that nowadays, you know,
everyone holds that these days, especially once upon a time when they did Bia for Kedushin, could you have made a Shliach to do that? The answer is, it's got to be no. There's no way you can just say, don't care, see my wife married her for me. However, I understand the Svara, especially if you talk about Kedusha and Kesef, if anyone's interested, the famous discussion that the Contracy Shiram has about the difference between each of the different mechanisms of Kesef, and that's of Kinyan, and B as a Yitzir, Saish, to create a mate relationship, you can't do that with somebody else. It's a great point. That's by Kesef specifically, not by Kedushin, but by Mekach, and the Machlok, Sachronis, that applies over here by Kedushin. In any event, it's got to be that Kedushin has worked for, the Shlish has worked for Bia. Fine, that's all irrelevant for our topic right now. If I want to use Kesef, let's just say I can either do Mekash with myself with Kesef, or Leo could be. And again, you make a bracha. Kederach shem evarach malkom mitzvah z'afrakach makadish v'mkidish v'lo birech lo yivarach achra kedushin shizu bracha levatal l'mashanase v'farnase. Right, the standard shita of the Rambam. Being that kedushin is a mitzvah, and the bracha is a bracha mitzvah, so what you have to do is you have to make the birchas ha-mitzvah first, just like all other mitzvahs. If you want to do a shechita, you make a bracha shechita first. If you want to lift up a lulav, you make the bracha for lulav first. If you want to fit the sukkah, you make the sukkah bracha first. If you want to sit, it's every bracha in the world, you do over last year, so just beforehand. And this is the Rambam Shita. So far, so good? Now, the truth is, there are actually three hidden assumptions couched into this Rambam, and we're going to try our best to analyze them. And we'll see all three of them subject to debate. Assumption number one is that Kedushin is a mitzvah. One may argue, it's not a mitzvah. It's something else. Maybe it's not even a mitzvah at all. We'll see actually both of those options. The rush. Correct. We'll get that. It's in the back. You know if it's on the back, you know because you're a lama. And therefore, very possibly, that is one reason why someone would disagree with the Rambam, because Kedushin is not a mitzvah. Option number one. Option number two. Assumption number two is not only is Kedushin a mitzvah, but the bracha you make on the Kedushin is a birkas mitzvah. And arguably one could say, even though Kedushin is a mitzvah, not necessarily does every bracha have a birkas mitzvah. There are many mitzvahs that don't have brachos on them. Some of them even have bracha shavach v'odah, surprisingly enough. If anyone's interested in an example, according to the Taz, the bracha you make on shechita is a birkas shavach v'odah. There, according to the Ramban and maybe even the Machaber, the bracha you make in a Berachas HaTorah, the Berachas Shalach V'Hodah. Not so pashut that everything's a Berachas HaMitzvah. Berachas HaTorah is a major discussion, Berachas HaShechita is less of a discussion, but there are other mitzvahs out there that maybe you make a Berachas Shalach V'Hodah, even on a Berachas HaMitzvah. So arguably, we'll get to that here. We'll stand in a second. Hang on one second. Assumption number three the Ramban makes is, again, number one is it's a mitzvah, Kedushin is a mitzvah. Number two is the bracha is therefore a Berachas HaTorah. Mitzvah number three is just like all other Birkas HaMitzvah, the only time to make it is beforehand.
Over Lassiyah.
And before I move on and show you how Rishonim attacked the Rambam, disagree on each of the three assumptions he makes, let's take around the question.
In the third tag, it says that the Shriach goes.
How about the chapter?
That the Shriach goes and he goes over this place and do it, and he goes in a different place, it doesn't work. Well, where's the mechanism in that? Is it we shouldn't matter?
It's a fantastic question.
It's a good part of my eye.
Exactly. What? I'll answer briefly, but totally not shy after this. Not even really shy after yesterday's share, but I'll answer briefly. The answer is it could be you want the shliach to do the following act the following way, and he didn't listen to it. If he marries the wrong girl, he's also not your shliach. You said do X, Y, and Z. If he did anything but X, Y, and Z, went to the wrong place, married the wrong girl, married her with the wrong thing, instead of marrying her, he divorced her. I don't know what these are naturally. In other words, shliach means you have to do what you asked him to do. And included in doing what he asked you to do is going to the place you asked him. It could be for some reason you wanted. You felt the most romantic thing would be, in the first place, you dated her. Okay, you're doing with a shliach, which is slightly less romantic. Maybe she had a crush on him once upon a time. You think she was, I don't know why you did with a shliach. It's a funny situation, but that's what you did. Fine. Let's take a look at the writer, because he's right on the page and he has a good chance to learn how to read carefully a writer. We'll see the other Rishonim who disagree momentarily. Take a look at the writer. Call him a Kaddishish, a cost of Harizing. Ain anu noagin kain. We don't do what the Rambam said. You see the Rabbit? I saw the Rabbit right there on the left or the bottom?
No.
If you don't see it, you gotta. Same page. Right there. Just
pull it. Do you have an extra sheet?
Yeah.
Do you need it?
No. Take a look at the Rambam. See what it says? It's just to the bottom and the left. You with me? It's right there. If you're not used to this, there's a good chance to get used to seeing Rambams inside. It's worthwhile to open up the safer and. People who have seen Rambams numerous times, 1-3 can find the right. Here's a good chance to
it says it right.
Yeah, develop a little bit more of those common skills it takes to come along. Cost of a right. Reko Mekadesh is a cost of a right. Ain anu noagin kain. We don't do like this. We don't practice this way. Ella Mekadesh v'achar kach mevarach. What do?
You
do the Kiddushin, then you do the.
No.
The bracha afterwards. Not like the Rambam. Again, the Rambam, because A, Kiddushin is a mitzvah, B, the bracha is a bracha and mitzvah, and C, all brachas and mitzvahs go before him, is going to conclude the bracha goes before the Kiddushin. Mm-hmm. The Rabbi says that's not the case. Now he's going to explain why. We have to figure out which of those three assumptions does the Rabbi disagree with.
I missed two mitzvahs.
The Baal. We'll see. Read it, Jeff. Maybe, right? Let's just finish reading. From what we read so far, I wouldn't know. The Achagach Mavarak, Vahatam, and that's it. First you do the Kiddushin, then you make the bracha. Why? After what word are you going to know the reason why? V'hatam. Here comes the reason why. He's in answering the implicit question of why. Mipnei shahadavar toloi bedas acherim. Since this davar, i.e. the Kiddushin, is toloi bedas acherim, depends upon the consent or mindset of somebody else. For example, the girl. She could say thanks, but no thanks. She'im timo'ein ha'isha v'lo tirtza ari b'ha bracha levatala. If what? If she
doesn't marry him.
She's not interested. Thanks for no thanks.
I was going to say what he says at the end of the bris.
Hang on. I'm with you. That's good that we're learning Revelation. Eli mentioned my
shit. He
made the bracha levatala. It's not her fault. He should have been a little less confident. He should have worked things out beforehand. He shouldn't have proposed in front of all Yankee Stadium if he thought there was a good chance she wasn't going to say yes. You know what I mean?
I'm
with you. Also have a YouTube video.
Right.
No, I didn't do the follow-up.
Oh.
The
they showed it to us when we went to watch a soccer game.
Yeah.
You didn't call it?
I didn't go. I just saw someone sent it to me. Begitzer. Again, Shim Timoina Isha Velotir Sahari Abraham Atalavit Vizaha Tamla Bircha Sa'av Shim Avarak Lachnisa Vivrito Shalab Mavinu. Which is also a major discussion.
Right.
But
we just learned the whole month.
Correct. That is it. Is it best? A mitzvah? Is it a bracha shach? Vote on. If it is, who and what and when and why after? Good question.
It also,
but I want to get over here. This is correct. Hang on. Hold on. I don't want to get too far into the bris because, hey, we're learning it this morning.
This is not bris.
I don't want to hear it anyway. Unless it's really important. Let's take a question. Hang on. Which assumption does the Rabbi disagree with? The third. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah? Yeah. Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Yeah. But what?
You do it after.
You do it afterwards. Why? Yeah, because sometimes it goes afterwards. Sometimes it goes afterwards. Now, by the way, then he brings another support. What's his support? Lachnisa b'Versa Shalav Avinu. By the way, what would the Rambam say about Lachnisa b'Versa Shalav Avinu?
Between the Haticha and the Priya.
Maybe, let's just think hypothetically before he does it. Maybe he would learn like the... I was going to say before, the Rebbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, who believes it goes before him because he believes all Berachas HaMitzvahs are... Maybe he believes the Berachas Shav Hoda, to be honest. I didn't get a chance to the Rambam just yet. I plan doing it tonight. We're not, I had pictures of the left. I forgot to look it up. I'm reading them for two. It's after the Berachas.
We learned it today.
What?
We learned it today.
I'm with you. I discussed it today in my share. I didn't get a chance to look it up.
I can get the sheet.
I'll look for it myself.
It's next door.
I don't want to hear it right now. There are other Rishonim who disagree. For example, the Ritva over here in Maseches Kesuvos on Daf Chet, Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Zayin, as well as other Rishonim, right? Even though Kedushin is a mitzvah, nonetheless, it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas Shevach VeHodah. It doesn't, even though it does have the Lashon of Asher K'shem Tosfos V'Tzvanu, but it doesn't have Al Mitzvah's Kedushin, it has Al Harayot V'Hitzelanu Aseru Suslanu Blah 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 Blah. No longer hex. The Matbeah Habracha doesn't sound like the standard Matbeah Habracha Versa Mitzvah. So there is Rishonim out there. The Ritva quotes it over here in the Sechus Ksubis. Other Rishonim here in Ksubis. Tosus in the Sechus Ksachim and Dav Zayin. And as well as others, that there is a mitzvah, but it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. Which is a third sheet. The Rambam is one. The Rav is two. This we'll call Tosus in the Sechus is the third. And the fourth sheet is that is the Rush. If you turn the page over, we'll take a look at the Rush. The Rush is an unbelievable shita as well. The Ritva in Ksubis as well as Tosfos Masechet Pesachim. And here comes the Rush, which is on the last of the assumptions, or the first one. Therefore, again, it's so, I think, so helpful, worthwhile, and neat. If you can learn to lay out the Rambam's three assumptions, A, when you read Rishonim, you know right right away what to look for. You read this Rambam, you guys all made the right textual observation. It is a Birkas HaMitzvah. It is a mitzvah. It's just a question beforehand or afterwards. And if we would not have laid out the assumptions in the Rambam carefully, there's a good chance we'd have read this Rav and not chap exactly on which Nekuda the Rav would disagree. And if you want to anticipate Machlokes HaRishonim, it's worthwhile to do this. B, if you're not interested in anticipating them, when you want to read the Rishonim, you want to be more likely to get to what they're really driving at, this is helpful. And number three, it's a great way to remember. Instead of just remembering five sheets, it's organized. The Rambam makes three assumptions. You argue on one, two, or three. Nice to put together. You have it for the rest of your life. Take a look at the Rush. The Rush writes, and we're going to have to just skip around because I'm already running late in terms of my time frame, what I want to get done. The Rush writes, it's the Rush and the Sechus Ksubis and Daf Ches. He's talking about all the breaths of Kedushin. Take a look where it says... The little aleph with the brackets in on the right side. You see that? Last one line is V'yesha for the underlines again. V'yesha kasvu shetzarech levarach berachas erisim kodim hakadushim. By the way, who's that? The Rambam. Kedamar kol habrachas kum levarachin over lasi asan. V'yesh shekasvu. It's on the back side if you guys are in the page. Shetzarech lasos achar hakadushim dilma hadra b'ha'isha v'havela bracha levatola. Who's that? The Ravid. So far so good. Skip down to where it says Vali Nira. It's about four lines up at the bottom of the Rush. It's above Nun Lamed, and it begins the underlining as well. You see that? Vali Nira. Here's my sheet. Not like the Rambam, not like the Ravid. Ki bracha zu ain't a bracha l'asiyas hamitzvah. Ki piriyav v'rivya haynu kiyam hamitzvah. V'im lokach pilegesh v'kiyam piriyav v'rivya ain't a mechuyav l'kadosh isha. He says it now, but I'll get even more clearly in a second. Kedushin is not a mitzvah at all. It's not even a heksha mitzvah. It's not even a heksha mitzvah. Because if you want to do puru uvu, you don't need kedushin to do it. Just pick up a pilegesh. Now, does the Rush believe halach lamaisa pileg shemer mutter? That's machlokas the carbon ethanol versus the beis shmuel. It's machlokas achronim. Is it a halachic way of preventing Kedushin, but nonetheless fulfilling Puravu? Or is it a physical way? It's a machlokes with the Rush has in mind over here, whether or not Pilagish is mutter. It's a machlokes, the carbon ethanol versus the base Beishmuel. Not mistaken, the carbon is, what?
Pilagish not being mutter.
if he was just not married woman, just to bring into your house for 3 years and sleep with her and make her your pilegas, so would that be mutter or not? So let's go slow. We pass him, no. Don't get any ideas, guys. You know, however, the Rush said if you would do that, you'd fulfill the mitzvah without kedusha. Now, is that a halachically legitimate way of doing it or not? That's not close to carbon sign of Bishmur. And later on, Yaakov Emden has a whole long tshuva about why Pilagish is good. And these crazy people a few years back wanted to read the Pilagish problem to solve the Shidduch crisis. Like 15, 20 years ago, the Washington Post had an article on it, and it was written up, you know, it's a tremendous Chilul Hashem. Not enough girls are getting married. But you have the Pilagish, it solves the problem. Every man has two wives. You're right, you'd solve the Pilagish problem, you'd run into the... You solve the Shidduch crisis, you run into the Pilagish crisis. It's like when I was a little kid, there was a cartoon about, like, I think Bugs Bunny had a little mouse, he brought in a cat. Then he didn't like the cat, he brought in a dog. Then he was done with a dog, he brought in, like, a lion. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's true, he solved the dog problem, but now he's got a lion running around his house. Like, you wonder if you, you know, it's like if your foot hurts, you see, chop off your leg. Like, you know, your toe doesn't hurt anymore. Like, you're right, you solve the small problem. Okay, they're crazy people in the world. Does the Rush pass in the Rasher? Machlokas Achron. In any event, the point is that, these days we don't do it anymore. Once upon a time they used to, maybe a Melech.
Of course they did.
I don't want to get into too far.
Yeah, that's what I just
said. There's nothing more from that story. It's a discussion. It's a discussion of whether or not Pilegshim or Mutter, where they are, they if they could. I don't want to get too far into the discussion. It is far more exciting, at least on a superficial level. But, okay, I want to continue in the Rush. Then the Rush says, you look in the second column, where the underlines pick up again. V'gam hasam afkare krol l'shnuye tzivuy d'chsiv, it's referring to Shechita, where Shechita, there is a Birkas HaMitzvah, d'chsiv v'zavachta v'achalta, aval hacha k'siv... It's not the same as Shechita. The Rush believes, A, it's a Birkas Shavodah, but more than that, one step further than Tosis, one step further than the ritual we had mentioned, it's not even a mitzvah in the first place. It's not even a Hechsher mitzvah if you wanted to. Fulfill. Go ahead and do it with a Pilagish. You don't need Kiddushin to do so. And therefore, in terms of summarizing what we have, the Rambam believes A, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Who disagrees? The Rush. B, the Bracha is the Berachas HaMitzvah. Who disagrees? Tosfos and the Ritva. C, the Bracha goes beforehand. Who disagrees? The Rambam. And those four sheets of Rishonim were summarized in a nice clean package. Again, A, it's a mitzvah. The Rush disagrees. It's not a mitzvah. B, not only is it a mitzvah, but it's a berachas mitzvah. No, you could argue it's a berachas avodah, but it's a mitzvah. C or three, I forgot how I was counting. what's it called? It's the bracha goes beforehand, and that's the right disagreement. It's like the Home Alone TV movie, where like the older brother's counting, and he goes, one, I think he's fine at home. B, I think he's okay. And fourthly, you know, like he's like a total idiot. You know, it's like that's the joke. In any event, quick round of questions, and I want to show you a Gemara that all the Achronim need to ask a Kasha. I'm one of these Rishonim, and we'll see what it is in a second. If you already know the Gemara, feel free to review it, see if you can figure out the Kasha is. Otherwise, I'm going to answer two quick questions. One quick question.
So the last thing is, there's no mitzvah, you say?
Correct. Kedushin's a halachic entity.
Can you actually
hold this? Raise the question. Is it Kenyan Khalifa in a mitzvah?
No.
Same thing with Kedushin. Okay.
Is it a Kenyan to the woman?
What?
Is Kedushin the Kenyan on the woman?
Maybe. Probably. At least it's maybe the only a Kenyan. Partially Kenyan. It has Kenyan-like features, not more. Yeah, you should nickname, eh?
Okay. Property.
Although also Yish Makadish, which is the Mishnah we're going to start. Take a look at the beginning of the second Kadish. Nemal from an aisle back to the loom page I made on the other side, back to the first side, the side on the left. Start from where the Mishnah starts. Ha'ish Makadish Ba'u B'shluch Ha'amein Kedu Kedushin himself or with the Shliach. A woman can do Kedushin herself, or she can appoint the Shliach, meaning I can send Leah to go marry my wife, or I can send myself to go pick up the Shliach of my wife. My wife sends out a Shliach, I can give it to her friend, and that's Kedushin to my wife as well. More than Ha'ish Mekadesh Ezbito, Kishinara, O'avohu, B'shlucha, you can even marry off your daughter, not just you, but your shliach can marry off your daughter as well. Fine, that's the mission. Okay, take a look at the Gemara.
You can marry off your daughter, you mean a 12-year-old or
a 15-year-old? Kishihi now, you should say.
Right,
for sure, Katana, and even an art.
Even an
art?
I think so. I mean,
yeah, 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 yeah.
If you look at Rashi,
Rashi says, Shikane, Katana, about Kibo Kedushin, in Kibo Kedushin, the Kedusha, right, then, okay, now, Arach, Orach, Oral, Ashmir, the Katana, the Chachila, low, in the first big Gemara, although Halachi, you can't marry up your Katana. It might not be the best thing for her. You can imagine why marrying up your daughter when she's three might not be the healthiest psychological situation to be in, even in our days. In any event, fine, fine. That's the Mishnah. I don't want to get too far off of that. I want to read the Gemara. Go. You ready? Look inside. Hashta b'shlucho mikadish. Now that we said you can mikadish with your shliach, bo mi boya? What, you need to read the Mishnah so you can do it yourself? Did anyone have a havin that you can appoint a shliach to do it, but you yourself couldn't do it? So we need to say ba'u b'shlucho, just teach you b'shlucho, and it's kasha that you can do it. That's a gemara kasha. Rav Yosei, what's the point of the Mishnah? Why does it say ba'u b'shlucho? Why not just say b'shlucho? Rav Yosei, mitzvah ba'u yotei mi b'shlucho, to teach you another halacha. That if you do it yourself, it's a bigger mitzvah than a shliach. Tihai d'rav, safra machrech reisha, rava malach shivuta. These guys would prepare for Shabbat themselves. Rav would, I think, machrech reisha literally means to cut off the head of a fish of something for Shabbos. And I think Rav would malach shivuta, he would salt it. Fine. And that's what the point is. That, why did they bow b'shlucha? To teach us that there's a din of bow yotin b'shlucha. If you do it yourself, it's a better mitzvah. Is this true by all mitzvahs, or is it only true by kedushin, and at least by Shabbos? It's actually machlokes rishon, the we toast three hazakim first. Whereas Haruah, we're going to assume for a second applies to all mitzvahs, although you should know it's a discussion we show. Ikadamri, yeah.
I'll give a rush and say it's not a mitzvah.
Oh, great question. Fantastic. That's exactly the kasha. You're the kasha? We're going to finish reading the Gemara first. But if there's a principle called mitzvah bo yotemi b'shlucho and it applies to Kedushin, most likely Kedushin is a mitzvah. It'd be very difficult to argue the principle of mitzvah bo yotim b'shlucho applies to things that aren't
mitzvah.
That's Kasha when it's time to rush. Should I finish reading the Gemara? It's worthwhile just to know the Gemara. The famous Gemara, well important Gemara to know, so I'll finish reading it. The Gemara actually amends the initial thing, but the amendment is not, in other words, doesn't solve at all the problem that Jake exists. It's a bomb Kasha that everyone has to on the rush. This is one of the major two Gemaras that contradict the Mash. We're not going to look at the other one right now. We'll just work with this one.
Why does the Gemara mention the thing with the fish and the salt?
Because those are examples of people doing Kavod Shabbos themselves, opposed to hiring their slaves to do it or their wives to do it. I myself make an effort every Friday afternoon to wash the floor in my house. That's the Kavod Shabbos. I don't just allow my wife to do everything herself. Although she's very selfish, she appreciates the help. I help a lot. I washed all the dishes. I washed the floor Friday afternoon. The whole family helped out. I wanted to be the highest of my children for Kavod Shabbos. It's the right thing to do. The Amoraim did it. It wasn't below their Kavod. Probably not below my Kavod. It's a wonderful mitzvah to do it. The whole family gets to Kavod Shabbos. I'm joking. Ika de Amri. There are those that learn the sugi as follows. Bahai Surinami is ba Tidravuna. Furthermore, there's an element, not only is bo yotim b'shlucho teaches that, but there's another din, or at least a different din. Amarav, damarav huna, amarav. I'm sorry, damarav huna, amarav. Damarav huna, amarav. Asa lem shakashin fi yishad shirena. It's asa to marry a woman before you see her. Now, whether that's a halachic yis or just very, very good advice, the machlok to show on the Rambam to indicate it's good advice, but it's at least both. It's at least good advice, meaning, you know, I can't imagine even the most yeshivish of people, you know, have zero dates, you know? The kids, so the Rambam seems to indicate just a piece of advice, although the Rishon will be with Mamsh and Isser. Isser the Rabbanim, most likely, I can imagine it's without himself. Shema Yirai Badavi Maguna Vitizgana Allah. Why? Because maybe she'll see something disgusting and you'll be disgusted by her. Rachmana Amr Vahatulecha Kamocha. Torah says, Vahatulecha Kamocha. Which is, I mean, again, it's a funny thing to quote because the Torah didn't say Vahatulecha Kamocha. Okay, then fine, marry women you hate. You with me? It's not like, you know, okay, you hear the point? Meaning, if you wouldn't have had Vapidach HaKamoch, it still probably would not be a good idea to do that. It could be Vapidach HaKamoch is the best form of it, it's the easiest way of doing it, it's the only real chance to have a Mamish Kamoch. Ah, there are all sorts of Terutim that doesn't find out my business right now. Quickly, yeah. How did Yaakov marry Leah? He definitely, he didn't think he was married. There's all sorts of ways to get out.
He saw her before,
you know. But you're right. Your point, it's a fair point. That's a separate thing. This, that's not married. That's married looking at her on her wedding day. It's a separate discussion, but also great advice. What's Rav Yosef's point? The din of Yosef of Mishlucha Aseifa Itmar Ha'isha Miskadeshes Ba'u Mishlucha Hashtu Mishlucha Miskadeshes Ba'u Mibaya B'chidishes on the second part. Why do you have to say she can be Mekabel Kedushin or her Shliach can if her Shliach can Kabel Chom or she can? I'm Rav Yosef Mitzvah Ba'u Yosef Mishlucha And Ki Hadu De Rav Huna Machach Reisha Rav Malach Shevuta Ba'u 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 Good. Leave it at that point right there. Leave it at the last. No, it's not so much. And therefore, what's it called? Whether or not it's Bo Yotem B'Shlucha or Bo Yotem B'Shlucha, seemingly you get the impression that what? This has got to be a mitzvah. Black and white Gemara. So the Rambam's great, the Ravid's great, the Ritzvah's great, the problem on the Rosh. Now, if I want, here's a really important methodological move, I think. If you wanted to analyze this topic, if you wanted to find an answer to this Kasha on the Rosh, what could you do? So there are those, Rishonim, by the way, who are so much bothered by this problem that they say it's not a kedusha, might not be a mitzvah, but it's a hechsha mitzvah. Now, I don't think the Rosh meant that. But there are Rishonim out there, Meiri, I believe, the Ran here in kedusha in the second time, if I'm not mistaken, both right. Both write that although kedusha is not a mitzvah, it's a hechsha mitzvah. It's a hechsha for Peruvu is clearly a mitzvah. And this is the Heksha Mitzvah for Peru Urvu. And therefore you apply the principle of Mitzvah Bo Yodim Mishluch, even though it's not a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo, but the Heksha. You can say the Pshat like that, and that reads Argumar very nicely. At least makes Argumar read nicely as well. One can even argue with the Heksha Mitzvah not for Peru Urvu, but maybe for Nisuin. There's a sheet of Rav Avin ben Arambam who actually defends the Rambam against a different Gemara by saying, really, Kedushin and Nisuin are relatively speaking linked. It's one long process, it's not two independent things, and although they are two separate things and they may be separated by a year apart, there's still two halves to one larger halakhic entity, and therefore it could be even, one would argue, the Rav and Rav would say, it might not be a hechsher for Ravu, as others would say, but it's a hechsher for Nisuin. But according to the Rush, you get the impression it's not a hechsher for anything, for sure not for Ravu. It says, it's not yet the language. And therefore, again, Hadra Kusha L'Duchtei, what can we do to rent for the Kasha on the Rush? So before I take everyone's questions, I just want to make this methodological point. If you wanted to analyze this question, what would be a great thing to do? What would be a great approach? What would be, not just the answer just yet, but what would be a path, that would a promising path that leads you to the answer? Yeah?
Maybe finding
another mitzvah
or
another mitzvah and seeing if, well, Yotam
Shulchan Bride.
That would be helpful, but that would just probably lead you with a lot of kashas as opposed to just one. You with me?
Yeah.
In other words, if you have five examples of things that aren't mitzvahs, that would be helpful for the Rosh, because it's not just one, but now you have five kashas to answer. Yeah? Meaning? True, but the Svara, I don't have a problem with it. It's how he reads his Gemara, I have a problem with. What I would want to do is reinterpret his Gemara. So the question is, how do you do that? That's a pretty right point. Pretty black and white point. Jake had a good point. It's Mamish, what's it called? It's It's almost a black and white Gemara that says that the mitzvah book is a sure book. And therefore, you know, I'll try to set it up in a way that helps me out a lot. If I want to know why mitzvah bo yotem shlucho doesn't apply to kedushin, and I think it does, either I have to reinterpret kedushin or mitzvah yotem shlucho. If I think Lear can lift up this desk, and it's shocking to me that he can't, it's either because Lear's not that strong and the desk is very heavy. If we debate as to whether or not mitzvah bo yotem shlucho applies to kedushin, let's analyze those two things, but think two variables. If I think, of course, Lear could walk over and lift his desk, can't lift it. I thought, well, Lear was much stronger than he is, or this desk is half a lot heavier than I thought. And therefore, there are those that reanalyze Kedushin and say, no, you see clearly Kedushin in the mitzvah, or at least it's a Heksharit. But I'm pretty certain that my read in the Rush was correct. It's b'chlal not a mitzvah at all. And therefore, I think the most promising approach in this particular situation would not be to reinterpret Kedushin. Although, again, maybe that's what the Rabbi and the Rambam said, it's a Heksher for Nisuin. Or what they're on the Erie and the Ram said, it's a Heksher for Peruvu. And maybe this is one of the greatest rides for the Rambam, that's the black going to the mitzvah. But for the Rush, I'm going to have to reinterpret mitzvah bo yotem and b'shlucha and try to analyze that. What I'd like to do for the next few minutes now is look into the sugya of mitzvah bo yotem and b'shlucha and figure out what's going on with that sugya. Why is that the case? What are the mechanisms of mitzvah bo yotem and b'shlucha? And what I'm really looking for is an understanding, a svara, a havana, a mahalich, some understanding of mitzvah bo yotem and b'shlucho that would extend it to things beyond, what word? Mitzvahs. Yeah, what's that? You right there, Jacob? Yeah. I think so too. Yeah.
Going back to the bracha, maybe the reason it's after the confusion is for the same reason that when you make the bracha on the breast after the chaticha before the priya.
Which bracha? Alamila or Lachmisa?
Lachmisa is in between the
Chachmisa
and the Priya.
Yeah, right. Why?
Because for the same reason that you don't make the bracha on Kedushin until after, because like, what if something goes wrong?
That's the right
bracha. Bracha Latala. So I'm saying maybe it's still over Lassi Osman because you didn't finish the mitzvah Kedushin until the Nisuin and stuff. It's like, hey, you don't finish
the Nisuin. I'm not sure the Rabbi believes that the bracha is done before the Priya. I don't know if the Rabbi agrees to that, Nakuda. You with me? No, it's going to be the Rabbi. The whole thing takes place even after.
Right.
And the mashmos of tosis, the pashas tosis in Shabbos Kuflam Zion is that it goes after that.
But the Rambam says it goes in between.
I'm with you, but I hear me. Okay, I hear the svar, I hear the suggestion. I'm not sure that, in other words, at what point in time is the mitzvah tradition over as well? I'm not sure. I'm not sure the Rabbit Hole agrees to that about Priya, Chiluk, nor am I convinced that the power of the tradition is right, but I hear the horror. It's definitely an intelligent point to know this too. Okay. So what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about mitzvah bo yotem and b'shlucha. So the truth is, there's a little bit of a discussion in Achronim about it. Not that much in Mishonim. The major machlokes in Mishonim is that what I told you, the Tosfos Riyazaki in verse the words Aruah, to whether that applies to all mitzvahs or just these two. I don't know what's behind that machlokes. I wonder if the following computer is about to develop links up to it or not. I don't know, but it is interesting machlokes. If anyone could have something to say about that, I'd love to hear it. I haven't looked at that yet. Rav Yaakov Emden has an interesting shaila as to whether or not if a person wants to make a shliach for a kedushin, let's say a person doesn't want to do bo, which is yotem and b'shlucha, he wants to do it the second best way. That's not a good thing. Let's say he knows the halacha and he wants, but he's also embarrassed. He's afraid she's going to say no. He wants to do a shliach. So Yaakov Emden said, better the father should be the shliach than anyone else. The question is why. So, and there, or Yaakov Emden discussed that shiloh. I forgot the answer to it or not. He discussed that shiloh. So I thought that shiloh should depend upon whether or not the father is better than somebody else. And what's the reason why bo yotem b'shlucha is true? Now, if I asked you, Rabosai, what's the pshat? Why is bo yotem b'shlucha? What's the svar for such a thing? Why is that the case? What would you say? And therefore? Yeah, something along those lines.
It's time to appreciate the value of getting with
that. You said two things. I don't know if you realize that. I think the both sides matter here right now. So that's why. One thing I think is that, and here's a great example. If you're supposed to do X and not Y, the focus that you're doing X, the focus that you're not doing Y. Meaning, Bo is better than Shlucho because Bo is really great because Shlucho is not so good. You hear that? Meaning, is it that shlucho is not a good thing and therefore bo is better? Or is it because bo is such a gevaldige thing? So I have to do anything about that. I'll say it in, that was technical terminology, now I'll explain it in a more embellished way. Is the goal of bo yotem shlucho to avoid passing up the mitzvah because it could be done to the mitzvah, it's disgraceful? I don't want to do this mitzvah, just take care of it for me. I'm too busy, I got other things to do, just take care of these mitzvahs.
Sorry, let's have a ball to the
back. That's like, hang on a second. It could be not as good. It could be not as good. You're right. It could be the whole separate thing about Nilo as well. But let's just say Shlichus does one. I better do it yourself. If not, assuming Shlichus does, if Shlichus does one for sure, it's better do it yourself. But it could even be. Shlichus works, but it might not be the best thing. Go take care of my half-brushes.
Why is everyone?
Go take care of my half-brushes. Why? Because if you make a mistake, it's like the consequences are pretty severe over there.
No, that's what I'm saying, that if shlichus is
when it comes
so
to things like
Hafrashas
Truma,
when it comes
to things like Hafrashas Truma and Kedushin, I've never seen a situation where anyone was Nafash Truma with a shliach, I would think. And for sure not Kedushin. I've never seen anyone send up a friend under the chuppah. Just be like, you know, take care of the business for me. You with me? I hear your point. One svara could be, it's a bizayin to the mitzvah for a shlucha. Number two is that if the mechuyav bedavar is doing it, that's even greater. In other words, when the mechuyav bedavar does it, that's a fantastic thing. It's showing him how he's excited about mitzvahs and he's passionate about mitzvahs. It's a kavod to the mitzvah. It's not that if you don't do it, it's a bizayin. If you do do it, it's a kavod. Maybe that's like a worthwhile question to ask. And I thought maybe that'd be relevant over here for this specific case over here. If your father would do it, if you believe, I thought maybe, it's debatable. If you don't like it, I'll expect it, but I'll get it clear in that in a few minutes. If the goal is to having a mechuyav b'davar do it, so it could be your father's mechuyav on some level to help you get married. In other words, the father has responsibility to take his son to the chuppah, the Gemara Kedushin says, to be Mila, Pidgin Aben, and then, what? The step that Yeshua Messiah had before that is another one. To teach him Torah, and then to get him married, and then to train him how to swim. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. What? A trade as well, maybe. No, exactly. The father has a type of responsibility. So it could be a father has a responsibility to what's it called as well, to do that. And therefore, maybe one would argue that the father is still nichshav and mechuyav b'dav, and therefore, bo yotem shlucha, if your father's a shliach, is not relevant. He's considered bo as well. Because, but again, if it's because you're passing it off, you're still passing it off. You're saying, I don't want to do the mitzvah, but the thing about you passing it off, l'chor, you're still passing it off. But if it's about mechuyav b'dav doing it, arguably, he's still doing it. Okay, that's one potential nafka nida. The Prima Gadim had a discussion about, no, that's the Yaakov Emden. I think I saw Rav Daniel Feldman Sefer in this part. I think most of them I thought. Nafka nida, I think I saw in his Sefer, but I don't remember. I wouldn't swear. I definitely didn't find it on my own. He went to me. I like read through the Yaakov Emden's farm, so I came across the truth. I saw it for him before. You know, same thing with the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim, he's been good. Actually, I came across myself as well. That's a part of that. Both, I think. But the next day, the Yismach Moshe, I get that. I wouldn't know. Hang on. So the Prima Gadim, I think, has a thing that he said you're supposed to do Bezikas coming to yourself, but let's say you have yourself in house, you should at least do a little bit yourself. You can do a little bit. So I was wondering, and this way you were accomplished at the din of Boyet and Mishluch, you didn't fall subject to doing it only with your shlech, you did a little bit yourself. So I thought that would be an afkamin as well. If the mitzvah is... So what would I say over here? If it's about... I'm not sure the people are going to... Is it really link up? What do you think? Is this thing going to be an afkamin? Thought about it. I once my time thought it was good enough. I think about it more now. I'm not sure it is. In other words, if you're supposed to do b'dikas chametz, so instead of having someone do it all, in other words, if you have someone do it all for you, so you did shliach, okay, you did the mitzvah, but it's by a shliach. If you do it all yourself, so that's obviously better, because bo yotem b'shlucha. Let's say it's too much work. You have a lot of big house and busy and whatnot. Just not shy to do all the basic cleaning yourself. You want to bring in, you know, some cleaning ladies and do a whatever, you want to bring yourself to the Bezikas Chametz tonight if you're asking to help you out, whatever. So the people have to at least do some yourself. This way you can accomplish bo yotem b'shlucha. I thought, maybe. Again, I'm not going to commit to this nafkamina either. I'll look chakir, I like. I'll have to get a good nafkamina in a minute. Maybe if it's about doing it yourself, meaning if it's about doing it yourself, as long as you're on some level involved in it, well, you did it yourself. It's about passing it off, so you still passed it off. You with me? Maybe. You follow that? Meaning if it's about you doing it yourself, so it doesn't make a difference if you do all of it or just some of it. As long as you do all of it. It's about getting rid of it and passing it off. And, you know, if the problem is a bizayin when you pass it off. So as long as you pass off some of it, that could still be a problem. There are two more nafkaminas. This is a glot one. There's a Yismach Moshe who writes, it's not a problem of bo yotem or b'shluch if you pay the shliach. I'll give you $5 for the cash, my wife, $5 for yourself, for your efforts. Go do it. That one is not in the violation of Boitim Shalucha, that's just as good as the Yismach Moshe. L'chor, the Sfarah has to be, it's a bizayin to get rid of it. And if you pay someone off, it's no longer a bizayin. It's a mechubadik way of doing it. Meaning if it's you yourself doing it, so how does paying help? You can't just pay to cover mitzvah. But if it's somehow preventing a bizayin, Well, arguably, if you pay someone, that would be zayin. You're not saying take care of yourself. It's a tremendous kavod. It's a mechubadik way of doing it. The last machlokas is a machlokas in the achron as well. What about a hachana to a mitzvah? The person, not the mitzvah itself, but when it's prepared for mitzvah. Is there could you make a shliach to do that for you? And if you do, is that not a problem, or is that a problem? Because you should have done it better yourself. Bo yodel b'shluchos.
Like what?
Right.
Buying stuff
for the love? Yeah, all
these
types of things.
Anything
in the world, yeah. Preparing for this milah, building yourself, all these things. Let's say you want to have your children build your sukkah for you. You want to have some kids on the block to build your sukkah for you. You know, that type of thing, right? So is that a problem, or bo yodel b'shluchos?
Your children.
That's my book. The Divrei David verses that Siv. And Siv writes in the Emek Shela that it's a form of hidden mitzvah. And it's not shy. In other words, the Boyz Mishlucho is a form of hidden mitzvah. It's about the mitzvah itself, but not necessarily hachanis. If that's the case, and the Divrei David says, no, don't pass that off either. So I was thinking, if the Divrei David is about not passing it off, and it's designed for a mitzvah, so it could be even hachana with the shaykh, but maybe. Maybe if it's what's it called? If it's you doing the mitzvah yourself, it's dafka the mitzvah that requires the mechuyim to do it for not hachana. Okay. Not enough for me to be glad, but I think they're good enough to make the point. What? The different David? The point really is, in terms of understanding bo yotim b'shluchu, is the goal that you're supposed to do it, or is the goal that you should not be mevaza it by passing it on? And I think the greatest nafkimina to this chakira would be something that might not be a mitzvah, but it's a halachic entity. It's a choshuv halachic enterprise. If the goal is the mechuyav b'davar should do it, then what? You can't begin to talk about bo yotim b'shlucha if it's not a mitzvah. However, if the goal of bo yotim b'shlucha, mitzvah bo yotim b'shlucha, is not about you doing it, but it's about you not being mevazeh, you not just passing it off to somebody else, you just not doing it. So one could argue that there's a din of this bizayon, not just by mitzvahs, but also by non-mitzvah chaluyos, issues of chalos, non-mitzvah halachic entities, non-mitzvah halachic systems, things that the Torah is machshin, like the kedushin. It's not a mitzvah, according to the Rush, but nonetheless, don't be mevazet the system by passing it off to somebody else. Again, if it's a mitzvah, I think if the goal of mitzvah yotam and b'shlucha is a din in the mitzvah, to enhance the mitzvah, that a mechuyav b'davar should be the one who he himself is performing the mitzvah, very difficult to defend the Rush. The only way I can imagine the Rush reading this Gemara is if mitzvah bo yotam and b'shlucha is a very liberal principle. It applies to things beyond mitzvahs. How could that be? The answer is if the goal is not to be mevaza a mitzvah, I can imagine that extending far beyond mitzvahs. You shouldn't even mevaza a mitzvah. You shouldn't even mevaza a hechsher mitzvah. You shouldn't even mevaza a halachic entity like kedushin according to the Rush. And if that's the case, maybe that's how the Rush would read this Gemara. What we saw today was four basic shitas about the bracha of kedushin. The Rambam himself makes three assumptions. We show them to the that. The Rambam writes, A, number one is the mitzvah. Number two, the bracha is the bracha mitzvah. Number three is both beforehand. The Rush disagrees and says number one is incorrect. Rather, it's not a mitzvah. And he gives his name and a hechsher mitzvah. The Rush goes on to a tangent, and we went on to further tangent because he's going back to the Hegesh, and that's a basis in the Krav Mitzvah. Then number two is Enochidam, he does a mitzvah, but the Rush is not a Rush, the mitzvah, like Tosh says in Sechet Sof and Sof and Daf Zayin, or like the Rish says in Sechet Sof, so over here. The third question is, it could even be a bracha. It couldn't be a mitzvah. And the bracha is a mitzvah, but it still may go afterwards, like the rabbit over there. And again, each, you know, there are going to be many nachkaminas to this, you know. There are too many right now, because we're not in the review part of this year. But Tosis, for example, has a suffix as to whether or not the shliach, if I make Lior shliach and catch my wife, would Lior make a bracha or not? The Rambam writes the favor is yes. What might the shiloh depend upon? Maybe if Kedushin is a mitzvah or not, because that's one way of learning the suffix. That if it's a bracha mitzvah, I would make it. If I shliach, he would make it. The Rambam says. But the other side of the suffix, he said, it's not a bracha mitzvah. It's a bracha kodesh, in which case, only the guy himself getting married could do it, potentially. There are other ways of learning that suffix. It's a suffix that's just two of them. That's yourself. There's like three or four ways of imagining the suffix. In any event, that was the first thing you saw. Then we saw the Gemara in Ksubis, which seems to say that Kedusha is a mitzvah. You can downgrade it one step and say it's not a mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. You can even go one step below and say it's not a mitzvah at all, it's just a halachic process, but nonetheless the principle of Bo Yotzen and B'shulucho applies not only to mitzvahs, but even to halachic processes. And if that be the case, what would that depend upon? The answer is, what is Bo Yotzen and B'shulucho? If the goal is to enhance a mitzvah, it's got to be a mitzvah. If the goal is not to be mevazeh, something religious, well, that could apply to things beyond mitzvahs, even halachic processes, for example, like kedushin. All right, guys, have a good night.